So thankfully, Gary is my best friend.
Thankfully, on my side too. You are my best friend as well.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. It takes a long time to break in a new best friend. And the reason I say this, for many reasons, but one in particular is my son trusts Gary when it comes to anything related to law enforcement. And I can walk away from a conversation knowing that Gary has a good heart. I know his head is on straight. He's a cop. We're good. But my son asked me earlier this school year if he could take my phone and give Gary a call, which is probably not the best way any kid should get into the car. But my son got into the car one day after school and said, "Mom, may I please borrow your phone? And I need to call Gary." And I said, "Of course, honey," because I want him to know he has a village. He's got a village. Gary's in the village. Gary is not a kind to know. He's in the village. And, you know, always got a reference back.
Yes.
And I said, "But can I ask you what for?" And he said, "We read a very troubling book. And I need to talk to Gary about it." And it was called The Kidnapped King. An A to Z mystery is The Kidnapped King. So for those of you watching, there's a little picture of it on the screen. The Kidnapped King. I had never read this. It's like a children's chapter book series.
A series. And I had never read it either. So
Chase made him, though.
That is part of the story. But and then Chase and I talked for a second. I'm like, "Dude, if you're going to call me, then just get your own phone." And then we got in a big...
And this is where he then left the village because we're not doing cell phones. He's 7, so we're not doing that.
So,
and I really...
Then I came back in the village. It's a whole story. But bottom line is I'm back in the village. And Chase called me and brought up the Kidnapped King. Because think about it. If you're talking, number one, his mom has a morning show, Melissa here next to me, and talks about, among other things, crime, and shares and is responsible parent, so always talks about being safe and secure.
That's so nice.
Online.
You think I'm responsible?
I do.
That's so nice.
Of course.
Thanks, man.
And then, lo and behold, they go to school, and he reads about a kidnapping. And so he's...
His face. See, you weren't in the car, Gary.
Right.
When he got in the car and he said, "Mom, I have to talk to Gary. There was a book we read in class, and it was about a kidnapping." And he said, "Mom, I was the only child in the class who reacted." That's what bothered him, was he said, that's a class of what, 19, 20 kids. And he said, "I'm the only one." He's looking around. He's got the big eyes coming out of his sockets. And he's like, nobody even reacted to the title, The Kidnapped King. And so that's all Chase fixated on the entire class, was how can my teacher read us a book about this? Why is no one reacting to this?
Right.
He felt like a crazy person in the midst of, you know, just total calmness. There's Chase. And part of me feels like I'm going to have to pay for a lot of therapy for him when he gets older.
Down the line.
Right? Well, because he's got a reporter for a mom. So.
But isn't it funny how our shows kind of morph into each other? Because that's a good example of social proof, where he is feeling one thing, and social proof is the concept towards others. Yeah,
I didn't even think of that. That's so true.
We look towards others, social proof. We look towards others' reaction. In this case, their reaction. And if they're not reacting the way that I feel there's something wrong with me, or there's something wrong with them. So
when the fire alarm goes off at a hotel, Chase is the only one walking out.
Right, exactly.
But he's not feeling good about it because nobody reacted to it.
But he's going to walk out, and that's all that matters. He's going to call me.
The Kidnapped King. So he calls Gary.
So, and we talk about it. And so, you know, what would I do? Like anyone would do, I quickly Google Kidnapped King. I find out that it's a crime series, as Melissa, as you had said, you know, like a group of individuals, these little kids fight crime. And they do investigations. And this is their latest investigation into the Kidnapped King. And I do a quick Google search and I get a little information quickly. And I'm like, of course, I know all about that book because I did a Google search and I get a quick summary. And the summary is basically that it's, you know, an adventure. It's an adventure series. So I know that at the end, if it's a kid's book, it's not going to necessarily be so traumatic. So I just kind of say, hey, listen, it's about a little bit of a kidnapping, but you got to look at it as an adventure. And that's what these kids are doing, the adventure, thinking that I've got it all covered. Well, that is not necessarily the case.
Right. Because the next day when we got Chase from school, when I got Chase from school, he said, "I need to call Gary." And I thought to myself, why? Why are you only talking to Gary? And he then questioned if Gary read the book, right?
Yes. Well, he did. He did it in a way. He goes, "What chapter are you on?"
That was it. Yep.
And
he's such a reporter kid.
And I'm like, I don't know. "What chapter are you on?" And then he said, "I'm at the chapter," and he started mentioning different characters' names. And I knew right then and there that I was either going to be,
You were going to get caught.
Totally identified right. as a fraud.
Right.
Or...
This was your moment.
No, I know.
This was literally your moment.
It was
moment.
Either do or die. And, right. and I think I passed because I said, I'm not at that chapter yet. And so why don't I get caught up to your chapter and then we'll kind of talk through it. So right. I quickly went to...
But you literally read the whole book.
I absolutely did, yeah.
He absolutely did.
I did. I had to. It was actually a good book. I'm getting up to the speed on the next series. But they... yeah, so I had to read the book. And I learned a little bit about it. Especially what I really learned was as parents, not necessarily as parents, but as adults, when kids ask you questions or when somebody asks you a question that you don't know mm-hmm. and you try to kind of fake it, I don't know. I mean, sometimes you can get by with that, but I'm glad that I read it because it gave me a different perspective on what Chase was thinking
right.
and what he was feeling and reading from some of the true stories that have happened. So right. I read it. We talked through it. Actually, I would recommend it. It's a good read for anyone. It is available on...
Okay.
Any
you're like, I'm going to give the whole thing. Yeah. We're going to have the author in town. We'll interview right. the author. But I think there was a couple things that I took away from that I love. First of all, I love that you cared enough about my kid to read that book. That was so funny. Like, the guy's not busy enough. He's got to take care of me and this podcast, and then he's got to take care of my kid and his reading list. But beyond that, what I liked was that, to your point, when kids have questions or kids have these moments where they can be empowered, so often we write it off or we think it's not a big deal.
Right.
Like, we don't actually put ourselves where they are. And I think it relates really nicely to our topic today, where we are talking about, you know, not just kind of surface talk and not just sort of doing kind of the status quo. So things that have been in the news lately, Roblox. I don't know if you're familiar with it, listening at home. I have to be honest, I only know very surface talk about it, to be honest, and it's mostly because of my job. It comes up in the news in our state of Connecticut where we live. Our attorney general just filed this massive investigation looking into Roblox, who's using it, who's building it, how responsible they are with child exploitation, all of that. And we talked about Roblox a few months ago because Roblox was also another way where kids were being targeted by potentially dangerous people yeah. in kidnappings. Ironically enough, this is what's crazy. We're going to land the plane right now. I had talked to Chase about Roblox because so many of his friends use it. He's in elementary school. Roblox is very popular. Our kid is not he's not a screen kid. Chase doesn't have a phone. He doesn't really use a screen. He does have a video game console, but we hook it up to a projector and we have to play with him. He has a lot of rules around video games. He's really not on a computer or any of that. So when he asked about Roblox, mm-hmm. I brought up the news story of the two girls in Florida.
Yes.
What was that story? That was early 2026, wasn't it?
It was. It was February 2026. And I think that was around the whole time of him reading the book, which really started that whole
thing. That's why he called you, was because they were kidnapped because of Roblox. Do you have that case?
Can
you pull it up?
I actually do right here. Okay. So it was two sisters, actually 12 and 14.
Okay.
And they had met online with an individual. I think he was from Nebraska. That's how far away this was.
Right, it was a different state because he drove to them before they crossed state lines.
It was actually Nebraska right here.
Okay.
And so you can see already off the bat when we talk about the ability for the internet or bad people to reach inside our houses, you know, here you have an individual from Nebraska that a 12 and a 14-year-old girl would never meet.
Right,
there's not a chance that they're going to meet some predator from Nebraska except for the internet and Roblox in this case. So they're on this online platform, you know, and they're kind of what predators do. They hang out in this platform. They pose as kids. They try to connect with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they form that relationship, they start that grooming process. And I know we've talked about it, and grooming is this kind of odd, disturbing word, but it's so true.
But what does that look like, though, Gary? Because you're right. You and I have talked about it a lot, but for people who maybe this is the first time and we're talking about, you know, going beyond surface talk, that's what today's topic is about. What does that mean? Like, when you say grooming, I know it's uncomfortable, but what do you mean by that? Just so people know, even the idea of an online predator, what does that mean? I mean, they could be grooming a kid for what, months? I mean, even years? It kind of reminds me of like online, not like dating, but you know when people get duped in an online dating situation, like adults who think they're in this relationship and then they start wiring money and then all of a sudden, I mean, they made this relationship over 3-4 years and don't find out that the person's not real or, you know, is that what you mean by grooming?
Yeah, well, grooming grooming is kind of like investing time initially and posing. So it's a time investment. It's posing because it's not real. So what I'm trying to show, I don't exist in that regard. So I may be posing as a 12 or 14 year old boy or a 12 or 14 year old girl, and I'm going to start to establish this relationship with the individual. It's investing the time. I'm going to use this term, but I don't, because this is, grooming is dreadful, but it's like you're establishing a relationship. Let's just leave it at that.
But it kind of is. And I would think that kids differently than adults, I think it would be a lot quicker to do that, because all you have to do is find something you have in common. So first of all, you're in the same chat room. You're on the same platform, right, Roblox. Right. And all you have to find are a couple things in common. And I think it's a lot easier for kids, especially when you're in those preteen, teenage years. Nobody understands me. Maybe you don't have a lot of friends at school, or maybe you can't talk to your parents. So it makes sense to talk to somebody who doesn't feel like a stranger, because you have things in common, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's another piece to it. So it's the time, it's the investment, and it's making myself to be common to you.
Right.
And I am a friend of yours.
But that's why you can't even make that surface. That idea. So if your kid met somebody online, so I don't know in this situation, the 12 and the 14-year-old, but I believe, if I can remember correctly, didn't the parents take the phones away from them? It was like, hey, we got it.
They did.
I don't remember why, but they took the phones away from them.
Yeah.
But then they ended up going and meeting this person. But that to me is surface, and I'm not knocking the parents, but I'm saying sometimes our answer, you know, if I take my kid, for example, the reason we put things on the projector is for two reasons. One, so we can watch him, but two, so that we can allow him to empower and engage with us. Hey, I don't know what that is. Mom, this person wants to talk online. I actually don't know what that means, Chase. What do you mean this person wants to talk online? What are they talking about?
Right.
And then he feels this like, oh, my mom's kind of an idiot, and so I'm going to teach her about this platform, versus me be like, nope, absolutely not. Get it off. I'm done with it. Like shutting it down. Like the surface thing to do is be like, no, we can't handle this. Shut this down. Versus leaning into it or diving into it. And I feel the same way with like a Roblox, for example. You know, I met somebody online. It's a friend that I talk to on Snapchat or Instagram or whatever. And we're just kind of like, okay, what do you talk about? Nothing.
Yeah. Well,
right?
It's surface, you know?
Yeah. You gotta go beyond the surface.
So that's what it is. So a guy from Nebraska is hanging out. He connects and starts to build this relationship with a 12 and 14 year old.
Right.
And you can only imagine that it's a push and pull kind of a situation where it's, hey, you know, a groomer is always going to try to push the envelope at some point once they're comfortable. So it may be just getting them to talk or send a, well, we say send pictures, but maybe it's just to send a picture so I know what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
And then I send a picture of me and I know what it looks like. And then we gradually go down a bad path. And so that's what this individual was successful at doing. It's almost like catching a fish. It's like I'm throwing my bait in the water and I got one. Mm-hmm. And now once I believe that I have the fish on the hook, even though I'm not really a fisherman, I can't stand fishing.
Yeah, you actually can. I'm surprised you use that analogy. But okay.
I know.
Yeah.
But now I can reel them in. And
right.
You don't just reel them in. You take your time. You kind of reel and push and pull on that.
Right.
And he was able to do that.
Right.
So you are absolutely right. So the girls that eventually the parents caught on.
Right.
So they seized the phones. They took their phones because I think it was the night before the girls went out, or they went to the park earlier in the day. That's what it was. And then later that night they disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a kidnapping like the king. Wasn't the king.
Kidnapped king.
The kidnapped king, yes.
Yeah.
I think it was, it was the...
I told him it was a kidnapping though, because I was like, you don't need to get on Roblox. Kids get kidnapped.
That's right. Stay right off of it.
I think there's still power in your parents like scaring you a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't need that. You're all set.
Yeah, fear certainly plays a role in safety, so you want to make sure you do that.
Yeah.
And then, so this individual was able to do that. He eventually got them to move off of Roblox. And so if everybody were to look at Roblox as a gaming platform, it's really a community... I don't know.
So I've never been on Roblox, but it seems almost like a Minecraft where you can build communities, you build characters, you build storylines, and you can connect with other people wherever that may be on this platform. There's also a chat room component to it.
Right, correct.
Which reminds me of almost, you know, and I'm super dating myself, but Instant Messenger.
And
you can talk to people, but you're talking to a screen name. You don't necessarily know who you're talking to.
Yeah. And so that's the one platform that everybody can sign up. What everybody, but kids can go on, people can pose and begin that process of grooming or pretending to be anybody that they want. And that's where it lives. The idea as a predator, what I'm trying to do, because Roblox does have some systems in place to protect kids.
Yeah, totally. And they said that. Right. They said that to our attorney general here.
Yeah, and I think they can track certain messages, and if it might be a red flag if something goes out that is a communication or a concerning chat, they may be able to do that and restrict some of the chat formats. And even parents can go in there and you can do that. If I can get you off of Roblox...
That's where it becomes dangerous.
It's almost like in prior to the internet, if you were on a public street as a kid, then you in a crowd, you were almost safe, you know, in a way.
Right, because how much can you get done when there are witnesses versus if I can then isolate you somewhere in the car, wherever it may be. But that's isn't that funny though, Gary, where that seems so logical when it's out in person? It's for some reason I'm pointing to Gary's iPad. I can't think of words. This is a totally different realm. And so even the idea of my kids met on Roblox, I don't even know if kids would always realize that they've now transferred somewhere that's not secure or went somewhere beyond what their parents have already approved of, because in their parents' mind, they're on Roblox. So what if you want to take the chat somewhere else? It all started with Roblox. You know what I'm saying? And so that's where that surface talk is not... Well, it just is not enough.
Well, because that's what it is. You're online and it becomes so normal for us online. This is not unsafe what we're doing right here. We're sitting in the studio. I have my iPad up. We're online. We're looking through things and it's safe. So for kids, it's not bad to be on this. There's concerns. My parents have concerns. I gotta do it in front of them. I gotta explain to them because they don't know all the stuff that I know, but then I'm safe. Right. Now, if somebody just says, I'm gonna move to a different site, there's no sense of concern. There's no fear-based thing.
Right.
Like the kid in the crowd where all of a sudden an individual calls up and says, hey, let's go down this alley or let's get in my car.
Right.
There's that physical change in dynamics that don't exist on the internet.
Right.
And that is part of the problem that you're never going to over-regulate or over-prevent through checks and balances. It's going to be conversations.
Right.
Conversations are always going to be the things that are going to protect our kids. These other things are tools that can help, but conversation is going to matter.
But I think it is interesting because I forgot actually until we were having this conversation that it was the Roblox situation in Florida that led me to tell Chase about kidnapping. And then days later, maybe weeks, he then brought up this book. But I, again, think what was so important about him bringing this up was the fact that it wasn't just written off. It wasn't like, oh my gosh, you're dramatic. What are you talking about? Like, so what if, but that word kidnap, it stood out to him and it clicked as something that just seemed off. And so the idea of, you know, hey, this is, you could have even ended it as, oh dude, you're looking into this too much. Trust me, you're fine. But like, think about internally him being like, okay, but I felt crazy among 18 of my peers. I felt like I was in my own realm for a second because this should have stood out to more kids. And why didn't anybody say, hey, is this appropriate? Or is this okay? I mean, and I think that's just it. We kind of write stuff off and it was nothing, right? The book was nothing. It wasn't anything, you know, bad, but you leaned into it. You didn't keep it surface where it's like, you could have just written it off and been like, dude, you're being dramatic. This is fine. But you instead were like, you know what? I'm gonna read through this. I'm gonna cross the T's and dot the I's. And I just feel like Roblox is one of those things where we don't cross the T's and dot the I's. That's my point.
Well, because we don't understand it.
Right.
You're right.
We don't understand it.
Right. And
so you didn't know what that book was about.
Right.
But you easily could have outsmarted a 7-year-old. Don't you dare tell him. I'll know one of you told him that. But I'm just saying you could have easily outsmarted him, outcopped him, whatever you want to call it. You could have done that.
Right.
But you didn't. You not only said, I don't know enough, let me read the book, but you actually then read the book, even though it was harmless. And you knew it was harmless. But you didn't keep it surface. That's my point.
Well, because it is harmless. Only in his imagination is it not harmless, because it's going to be a little, it was a little scary for him. So he was going to go through reading the book and the journey was going to scare him. But in reality, his physical well-being and his safety was never in danger, because it's just a story. It's a book.
But
that's
the
difference here.
No question. But I also think that we look at Roblox, and I know this only because a lot of my son's friends who are great kids and their parents are amazing. Some of my greatest friends. Don't worry. You're safe. You're still my best friend.
Okay.
Because I could see the panic in your eyes. You're going to be fine.
I was worried.
But they're amazing parents. They're very involved. They're great. But their kids are on Roblox. And I look like the crazy person who's like, well, How much are we leaning in here? Because I know that we can have open conversation about it. I'm not having my son avoid it. I'm very honest with my son about the dangers that could be on that platform. So he has no interest. But how honest are we being and how much are we leaning into it? How much are we just believing that this is harmless? It's a video game platform. What's the big deal?
So it's funny. When my kids were growing up, there was a video game that involved, in the video, they were allowed to shoot cops.
What?
Yeah, and I forget what it was.
Really?
It was, and I never played it, but our kids were forbidden from going on that.
Really? I don't even know what game that is.
I don't know what it was, but it was,
yikes.
It was, you know, it was a street game. It was a video game that you'd have out there. We were just like, no way, you're not,
absolutely
for
not.
Obvious reasons, you're
right.
not doing that.
It's just inappropriate.
But, and that was it. But I think, I learned about it. And I'm like, nope, you're not doing that.
But did you explain to your kids why they weren't doing it?
Oh, yeah.
That's what. But there's where it is too, though, Gary. I'm going to call it again. It's surface when you just say you can't do it.
Right.
But why? Because I said so. I can't stand that. Okay, you can't say because I said, like, explain to them, you know, hey, because X, Y, and Z, that's why my kid doesn't want to be on Roblox. Because I said, you know, there were two girls that were actually kidnapped earlier this year because they were on Roblox.
Well, and here's the point, Melissa, is that we dive into the book because it's easy. We don't dive into Roblox because it's harder because we don't understand it. But the lesson learned is that your son was concerned enough reading something about a bad situation, even though we know it was fake, it's a story, he had the courage to come forward and bring it up. Kids might not necessarily understand the dangers of Roblox, so they're not going to bring it up. And by the time they bring it up, like in this girl's cases, they just left. They weren't kidnapped. They agreed to meet him.
Right.
I mean, ultimately, he was charged and arrested.
They didn't know who it was.
Exactly, because they don't know the danger like we know the danger. And if we don't start diving into Roblox a little bit more, we're never going to know the danger. And there is a lot of danger on Roblox and others, and we have to understand that.
You can't be surface.